Client change management journey. Let's look at a situation where anyone has received good advice from someone without asking for that advice. Any person may have done one of several things with this unsolicited advice: give lip service to the advice but do nothing to make it happen, resent the person for pushing them in an uncomfortable direction, then create some emotional distance from the advice giver, perhaps rationalizing why the advice does not apply. Push back against the advice giver and become argumentative. Hang around with the advice giver less if they are frequently giving unsought advice. When working with individuals, it is important to keep in mind the natural tendency for many to resist or be hesitant to change. In counseling, the financial counselor may be tempted to give advice. However, do not be surprised when a client says they will make that budget but does not do so. Alternatively, the client could seek emotional equilibrium by telling you why it does not work for them, start challenging the relationship, or just never return for another session. Any work to guide a client's behavior to set goals or take action to realize their goals can only be done when the client is ready for that change. When a client makes statements about strategies or techniques that don't work for them or tendencies that keep them from being successful, the counselor does have some tools available. The counselor can ask questions that change focus to specific instances when the client achieved a goal or made positive progress toward achieving a goal. When clients generalize, such as saying that they always spend too much or never save enough, they usually have exceptions to the rule. The counselor can solicit these exceptions to highlight instances when the client was successful. What made it work that time? How can they build on that? Soliciting exceptions is defined as follows: a counseling technique that involves helping clients realize that they may be overgeneralizing a problem or issue or engaging in self-limiting thoughts. The counselor prompts the client to identify times when the negative pattern was avoided, for example, so the client can focus on conditions that led to the desired behavior. The financial counselor needs to create a safe environment that fosters change, in other words, a positive relationship. Developing a positive relationship is a necessary prerequisite for assisting with change. The client needs to have a certain amount of trust, or any offer of help will be rejected out of hand. Facilitating the client's stated goals, example, what's on the top of your agenda today, even if they are not what the counselor believes are the most important issues or are symptoms of a larger issue, goes a long way. Effective counselors learn to follow the client's lead and spend significant time just listening and becoming comfortable being with a client. This is time well spent. It is not wasted time. To affect positive client change, counselors do these things: earn the client's trust, in part by demonstrating acceptance to make the client feel seen and heard. Establish credibility as an expert competent in personal finance, showing integrity by modeling effective financial behaviors in their own lives and genuineness, such as by self-disclosing when they fail to live up to such ideals all of the time. Show authenticity, including by acknowledging that each individual is an expert in their own life and that their experiences are just as vital for the co-creation of positive change as the counselor's financial expertise. Be persistent but not confrontational. Confrontation increases change resistance. Change resistance is defined as a hesitation to start a desired behavior change that is often observed in the pre-contemplation or contemplation phases of behavior change. Counselors should meet this condition with empathy rather than confrontation. A related term is diffusion, which is defined as the process by which new financial behaviors, innovations, or acceptable client interventions spread among individuals in a social network or population. Some people will be early adopters, and their experiences and feedback may help later adopters, who will also need more time and support to adopt changes. Diffusion may play into change resistance. Some clients will be more ready to adopt certain changes than others due to how well they are diffused into their social network and own worldview. The client must actively participate in any behavior change. Several considerations need to be addressed before clients will be ready to make a lasting change. See the need. The client must acknowledge that the status quo is no longer working for them. Know how the client has learned about alternative options and how to implement them. Be capable. The client must have the skills needed to make the change and believe they have these skills. Be ready. This is the client's journey, and they may not be in the right phase of the change journey yet. The following change model is called the Trends Theoretical Model of Change, developed by James Prochaska and Carlo Di Clemente, but there are many change models available that are very similar. Trends Theoretical Model of Change, a psychological framework outlining the stages individuals go through when modifying behavior, including pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. The name of the model is less important than understanding that change occurs in stages. pre-contemplation stage, the stage of behavior change where an individual is not yet considering change or may be unaware that their behavior is problematic. Pre-contemplation includes denial. In this stage, the client may not see their behavior as problematic. If they see a problem, they may blame others or see the issue as unchangeable. Contemplation stage. The stage of behavior change in which a person starts recognizing the need for change but hasn't yet committed to taking action. During contemplation, the client has a side that is for and a side that is against the change, which is called ambivalence. An internal conflict created by having reasons to enact a specific behavioral change or action and reasons to maintain the status quo or not enact the change or action. This results in mixed or conflicting feelings about the issue and is a normal part of the contemplation stage of behavior change. While the client may recognize the need for some kind of change and the existence of a problem, there is still a gap between recognition and the actions needed to make the change occur. Clients in this phase should be encouraged to explore both sides of an issue, but will not likely want to commit to a time frame for change. Preparation stage. The stage of behavior change in which a person commits to taking action and begins making specific plans to achieve their goal. When a client is preparing for a change, the client is actively seeking information and/or skills to enable the change. This signifies an important shift from a client just thinking and considering their feelings about the change to planning actual actions and behaviors that will make up that change. Clients are asking for solutions and may be thinking about goals. They may have taken minor actions to start moving toward larger goals. From a counseling perspective, the client is ready to set goals and make an action plan and may just need some encouragement, direction, and reinforcement. Counselors should not assume a client is in the preparation stage just because the client has sought counseling. Action stage. The stage of behavior change in which the person starts to generate momentum and progress to realize the desired change. In this stage, we can see results, and the counselor is helping the client develop a strategy to monitor progress. Maintenance stage. The final stage of behavior change in which a person consistently practices a new habit or decision over time and works to avoid relapse into old patterns. The maintenance stage should be monitored as all the stages because there is a chance the client could revert to old behaviors if success is declared prematurely. Counselors can help clients in this phase by helping them see their change as a lifestyle, not an event. Reviewing progress against an action plan occurs with clients in this phase, but reviews can occur in other phases as well. Possible outcomes include termination. For a person who worked to change their behavior, a possible outcome of the maintenance stage of behavior change in which the past behavior no longer holds temptations for them. Relapse. For a person who worked to change their behavior, a possible outcome of the maintenance stage of behavior change in which the person reverts to their old behavior. Counselors working with clients in this state should treat this reversion without shame. For example, a client says, "I'm thinking about finally drafting a will." If the counselor says, "Great, let's get started on learning the process. I also have some referral options," this could trigger the client to revert. The counselor should listen for words such as "thinking about" because they show contemplation, not decision. A person who is still ambivalent about a change is not in the preparation stage yet. This client's inner voice is arguing against the change, and any counselor's arguments supporting the change will be countered by this inner voice. The client needs to make their own arguments for change at this point. Just continue to be a genuine and active listener and be supportive. When working with couples as clients, be aware that one member of the couple may be in a completely different phase than the other and could derail progress. However, neither partner should be considered to be the problem. Each just needs to take their own journey. Also note that a client may be in one phase for one issue and an entirely different phase for a different issue. A client could remain in any of these states indefinitely or progress through them fairly rapidly. There will be a critical time when a client could move to another phase. This is the moment for helping them empower themselves. At these points, what the counselor does or refrains from doing could influence the client's progress or speed of that progress for better or worse. For example, if a client is not in the action phase, pointing out discrepancies between stated goals and behavior, providing logical reasoning, arguing against client excuses, setting deadlines, or giving advice can make positive change less likely for clients rather than helping. Motivational interviewing is one technique that can help clients wherever they are in a change journey. Motivational interviewing is defined as a client-centered counseling method that uses collaborative conversation to strengthen an individual's motivation and commitment to change by exploring their personal goals and values. Motivational interviewing is a technique financial counselors can use to meet the client where they are on their change journey. it is more a way of being around clients than a distinct process. It focuses on the client's strengths and should be positioned as a collaboration between the counselor and the client. Motivational interviewing determines where the client is on their change journey using open-ended questions to get at values and goals and scaling questions, defined as a counseling technique that asks clients to assess a situation by rating it on a numerical scale, often 0 to 10. Affirming, summarizing, and reflective listening also play a role, but the counselor needs to accept the client's clarifications or other feedback. Motivational interviewing addresses client ambivalence in particular. The counselor is simply helping the client identify and explore their own reasons for or against a change. The client is empowered to use this exploration to resolve their ambivalence and choose whether or not to advance to the next change phase. Example, Wanda expresses that she never seems to have any money but is not sure why. The counselor interviews her and discovers she is regularly lending money to friends who often do not pay her back. In exploring this further, Wanda realizes she has a belief about money that everyone should be financially secure. She works to enable this for others despite it jeopardizing her own financial security. While she is not ready to make a change about this, she says it is very helpful for her to have this revelation. Principles of motivational interviewing include using empathic listening and verbally and non-verbally demonstrating empathy for the client's ambivalent state. Developing and identifying discrepancies between the client's behaviors and their intended outcomes, but not stating them in so many words, the client must find the discrepancies themselves. When encountering resistance, do not engage with that resistance, arguing, changing the subject, but go with the flow. If the client resists using a tool or discussing a subject, let it go. The tool or subject may have been introduced too soon. Supporting client responsibility and self-effectiveness, which means that the counselor cultivates hope that change is possible through the client's own efforts and solutions. The financial counselor's role is to enable the client's financial goals or dreams, not to assume that they know what these goals and dreams are, nor to push their own idea of good goals or dreams onto the client. Assume nothing and avoid jumping to conclusions. Motivational interviewing processes include the following steps. These may be done in sequence but are applied as needed. Engaging. The act of building rapport and fostering a connection to create and maintain a relationship. Focusing, a communication technique used in counseling to center the conversation on a specific topic or client concern. Adjust the agenda to focus on what the client came to talk about today. The counselor determines how to keep the meeting on track to meet the client's agenda within the available time. Evoking, a counseling method used to draw out a client's own ideas, motivations, and strengths related to change. It is all about the client making the argument for themselves, first about the motivation to change, why, then about the how-to and required actions for change. Planning, in motivational interviewing, collaborating with the client to help them move from intention to action while respecting their current level of readiness and goals. Counselors help the client plan when and how to change and how to make an action plan.